Welcome to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. I'm letting you know that education is in my DNA. Many times as we are parenting our children, we are constantly telling them, I don't want you to fail. And one of the things we will say to them to encourage them is, I'm not going to let you fail. And yes, many times it's about their grades or their performance in sports. But today what I'd like to do is talk about their success and their not failing when it comes to friendships, when it comes to relationships with others. So giving them tools is one thing, but you and me, you and I must be alert, and we must, what I call, fight for our children, parents, grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles, all who are doing in a part of a child's life. In this age of technology, a lot of information is easy to obtain, and our children can be influenced by all kinds of social media, from Facebook to Instagram to you name it. They can be influenced. I pause only because there's so many, and I'm not trying to list all of them. But some of that information is what will pull them into potentially some behaviors that are not strong and positive. And so we must fight or guard our children at all costs. A website called allprodad.com, yep, that's A-L-L-P-R-O-D-A-D, consists of people who are passionately committed to bringing intentional focus to fathers around the world. So what I'm sharing with you today is from the perspective of a father. That website and this group shares five ways to ensure that your children, our children, are not critically influenced by their friends. And I'll put friends in quotation marks. So we don't want them to get off track. We don't want them to lose focus on what's the most important thing. So, believe it or not, number one, talk to the parents. Some parents don't try nor have the desire to get to know the parents of their children. I'm sorry, the parents of their children's friends, I should say. This is a red flag. Interacting with the parents of your child's friend is essential, and you can figure out a lot about what their children are about and sometimes what influences them by getting to know their parents. I was intentional years ago about meeting the parents of my children. Many times it happened at the school or at a sporting event. In order for them to go to someone's house, whether it was for a few hours or overnight, and overnight was rare, I would, as well as their father, had to vet their parents. We also looked at who else was in the household. Number two, talk to the friends of your children. Yeah. Have a conversation with them. When they're around, it's easy to assess their motives and what they are all about when you initiate and have conversations with them. Does that friend make eye contact with you? Are they respectful and forthcoming with answers when you chat with them? These are all things you can assess when you carry on that conversation. It also lets you learn more about their family and gives you an opportunity to spot any red flags. One thing that was always a red flag for me was when a child told me they did not have a time in which they had to go to sleep. And we're talking about children under the age of 13. No bedtime deadline was a red flag for me. Number three, most parents have seen it all. I know many of you have. I know I believe I've seen it all, but there is always more to learn. The important way to learn about your child's friends is to watch how they act and what they do. Today, with social media, you can also get a peek at what they're like and what they post on their platform. Today, in today's world, I should say, you may be challenged with the decision to allow them, meaning your children, to be on social media. Understand that you have to make that decision at some point. In another broadcast or session for this podcast, I'll discuss social media. Anyway, most of the time when you believe in your eyes, you are right 100% of the time. But what will help you is watching the behavior of your child's friend, whether in person or online. You can quickly identify unhealthy influences. So if their friends, if your children's friends do not respect your boundaries, your rules, it's not a healthy relationship for your child. In other words, if that friend is influencing your child to go to a place where you know you've forbidden your child to go, that's a friend that may not be the best friend for your children. Set boundaries is number four. When children start chatting with friends, hanging out with them, or doing any other activity, speak directly to their friends so they know what your house rules are. Make it clear about those boundaries and ensure that the friend and your child will stick to the boundary and will not be influenced by others. Again, if they don't respect you, then that tells you that they probably will have an unhealthy relationship with your child. And the last one is trust your gut. So as I said before, we don't want our children to fail. And our gut, our intuition, usually tells us a lot. As parents, you know that feeling. It hits you right in the gut when something is not quite right with your children. If you see signs of trouble in other areas of your child's life, again, go with what your gut or your intuition says. Yes, your children may not be happy with you. Okay, I use an expression many times, I am not your friend. And sometimes I'll say I'm not your little friend. My children would laugh at that. But we do not want to, as parents, allow something to happen that we know will not benefit them. They will appreciate you later if you shut down something. They may be upset with you, but that intuition is powerful, and it will help you and me in protecting our children. Do trust your gut. Even though I'm targeting parents with adolescent or younger children, it is important to even consider these five tips for your adult children. It doesn't mean you're going to do anything like shut them out of a friendship, because as soon as you say that, they will run even closer to that friend. But it will at least make you cautious about a lot of things related to your child, no matter their age. You have been listening to Parenting Matters with Dr. Gloria Morgan on WDKX. Question: what impact will your children have if they continue to be engaged with their current friends?